Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es Yevamis, Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Alman l'kayin gadol. Should an almana, a widow, marry a kayin gadol? Or, Gerusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyet, a woman that received a divorce, or chalitza, marries even a regular kayin? Mina Erisin, from the time of Erisin and on, remember, marriage is two parts. There's the Kiddushin, sometimes called Erisin, where one of the ways of Kiddushin is where the chasen puts the ring on the kala's finger and says, Ereyat nekudesh esli. At that point, she's considered a married woman. She would need a get if they want to break up, but he cannot live with her until the Nesuyin. But if a kohen gadol is Mekadesh Almana, or a regular kohen is Mekadesh, a Grusha, or a Chalutza, from the time of Kiddushin and on, lo yoichli betruma, they're not allowed to eat truma. Wait a second. But I thought she can't eat truma anyway until after she's completely married. Well, what this means is, suppose she's the daughter of a kohen. The daughter of a kohen can eat truma. Could she eat truma after she gets married? It depends. She marries a kohen, yes. She marries a Yisrael, no. In this case, even though she marries a kohen, because she wasn't allowed to get married to this kohen, either because she was an almana and she was getting married to a kohen gadol, or she was a grusha and a chalutza getting married to a kohen hedyet, the din is from the time of kiddushin and on, she can no longer eat truma. Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Shimon machshir, and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon disagree. They say until the imamish live together, even though the kohen gadol was mekadesh an almana and the kohen hedyet was mekadesh a grusha, she could still eat truma. After they live together, then she becomes a halal, she can no longer eat truma. The Bat Nura says, however, that the halacha is like the Tanakhama. Everyone is maskim, this armalu, oynis garshu, if after the kohen gadol was mekadesh the almana, or the regular kohen was mekadesh the grusha, or the chalutza, this kohen gadol died, or the kohen died, or they were divorced, so can't she eat truma now? So here clearly the halachi is min anesuyin psulais. If there was nesuyin, in other words, the marriage was completed, then even though the marriage no longer exists, because either the husband died or they were divorced, but she still won't be able to eat truma, min erisin ksheirais, but if they were widowed or divorced only from erisin, the kohen gadol was mekadesh the almana, but he didn't completely marry her yet, there was no nesuyin, or the kohen was mekadesh the grusha or the chalutza, but he didn't completely marry her yet, and then there was either a death or divorce, then ksheirais, because they never actually lived with these people, they are permitted to eat truma. So again, an almana to a kohen gadol, a grusha and a chalutza to a kohen hedyet, even from the time of Erisin, Tanakhama says they cannot eat truma, even though they weren't mamish completely married yet, but they were coming into such a marriage of Isser. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon say until they were completely married, until he actually lived with them, they could eat truma. But if this marriage never happened, either the husbands died or they were divorced, if they were already completely married, then they stay pasul. But if there was only erisin and not nesuyin, at this point they could eat truma.